This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show, Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We talked about scary movies based on the average heart rate, Storm.
This is interesting. They hooked people up to the machines and had them watch scary movies and measured their heart rate, and I guess the higher the heart rate, the movie. What was the winner, Chris?
Yeah, according to this, it was the 2012 film Sinister.
All right, I'm not familiar with it, but I'm not a big scary movie guy.
Yeah, they say the audience members experienced an average of 32% increase in their heart rate while watching the film. Beats went from 65 to 86 beats per minute. Ooh. Some spikes as high as 133. Must have been something.
I remember the marketing for some horror movies. This is back in the 60s where they would say if you have a heart condition, that like they have nurses out in front of the theater. Just to point out, if you have a heart condition, you please let the nurse know, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That's some pretty intense marketing there.
Yeah.
Coming in number two was Insidious. Yeah. Which is heart rates jumped to 131 beats a minute. The Conjuring,
right?
Heredity, and Paranormal Activity round out the top five.
I guess I'm not a fan. I don't know any of those movies, Chris.
I've heard of The Conjuring and Insidious, those movies. And the Paranormal Activity, I've seen the trailers, but I've never seen the movie itself. Right. I have seen The Exorcist.
Yeah, me too. I didn't eat pistachio ice cream for a couple of years after that.
Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They have also made lists that make your hearts pump a little faster. So they're... Here's for your Halloween.
I like that. They call it the science of scare study.
Yeah. That's a little too much time on their hands, I think. But good for them for putting those idle hands to work.
Exactly.
So we're into October, heading into November, and that is going to be the peak season for collisions between deer and cars.
And it happens in our area. I related on the air, and all the years I've been working at KTK, I know two people that work just at KTK that both hit deer coming into work. One of them even had to put one of those whistlers. Supposedly a deer repellent thing on the front bumper that when you go, you know, it causes some kind of high frequency. That doesn't work, folks.
Nope.
I can tell you that. But what's the average amount of damage? I mean, it does a lot of damage. What's the insurance people say there's an average, right?
Yeah, this is according to the Highway Data Loss Institute. They say the average collision repair bill is $3,685 per claim.
Ouch.
Not to mention the 190 people that have lost their lives in 2018. With collisions between deer and cars.
You know, and at least we don't have moose, because those guys are big.
Very true. And although two-thirds of the new cars have some sort of automatic emergency braking with pedestrian detection system, it doesn't necessarily translate to animals. Not yet, anyways.
Well, they wouldn't recognize a large animal.
No, not at all. So it's something that should, but maybe they'll with the newer models, they'll be able to incorporate that.
Right.
But here's
me driving to work. I live in 2.5 miles from the radio station in the Millhopper Road area, and we have critters in our backyard all the time. But driving in, I see them all the time. And when you see one deer, there's going to be another deer lurking too. They travel in herds. So I got the high beams on, and I'm really ultra vigilant looking for these things, because I darn sure don't want to hit one.
Yeah, and that's what they say. Basically, that your best defense is to slow down, especially on the hours that deer are going to be active, which is going to be right around dawn, and then between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
See, that's interesting. You figure dawn, but the 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., that's right when it's getting dark. The days are shorter now, and it's darker longer, and all the way up to 9 p.m., these guys are running around looking for love or looking for a little food.
Yeah, that's true. And this is kind of what you need to do. Like you had mentioned, your high beam headlights, if you can get away with doing it, definitely do that. And then also pay attention, especially pay attention when you see a little sign of the deer.
Right.
That indicates that that's been an area where deer have been known to be seen. And as you had mentioned there, Storm, those deer whistles that you stick on the front part of your bumper, there is no scientific evidence that those things work at all.
No, not at all. And if you do hit one, don't touch the injured animal. What you need to do is take photographs of the scene for your insurance company, because you're going to pay the deductible anyway. But the damage from animal collisions is usually covered by your insurance, though.
Yes, unless you bought your insurance from a guy with a briefcase in the back of his car.
His name was Eddie. I thought it was a nice station wagon.
Yeah, be careful of that guy here. We are in the time of the year where we talk more about witches and zombies and ghosts, and you would tend to think that this would be something Halloween-related, but it's not. It's something called ghost thermostat readings.
Yeah, when you realize why is the thermostat where it is in your house, and what's the answer to that, Chris?
According to a builder friend of mine, that's as far as the cable that came with the unit would go.
The wire that goes from the AC to the thermostat, that's as much as we had, so we nailed it right here without rhyme or reason.
Yeah, so if you do see a thermostat in a weird area on the wall, that's why it's there. But what it is it's a term used to describe when something interferes with the thermostat's ability to produce an accurate temperature.
Yeah, ghost thermostat readings. Like, let's say in the afternoon the sun shines during a certain time of year on that thermostat. Mm-hmm. That's going to give you a false reading in other parts of the house, because you want to have an average throughout the house. And if it's placed incorrectly, well, you're not going to get you're going to spend more on your electric bill, that's for sure.
Well, and it also plays into if you happen to have the thermostat next to a space heater or next to a TV, or if it's next to one of the pipes that moves hot water through your house. Those are all things that can give you a false sense of what the temperature is, and that means that your electric bill is going to, or you know, your bills are going to be super, super high. So the simplest fix is to move your thermostat to a better location. They always suggest an interior wall away from sources of heat and cold, and away from direct sunlight. Probably need an expert to do that one for you. They also say that, depending on the size and layout of your house, it could be a little bit more difficult depending on how the air circulates in your home. And this is it's very especially true for multi-story homes where your thermostat, if it's on the first floor, it could be as much as a 10-degree difference between your upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah, we've got a two-story, and we have two different systems, one for the upstairs, one for the downstairs. There's also something called a mini-split, which is really cool. It's a little remote-control device you can put in multiple rooms, and each one will have its own little air conditioning unit. It's better than a wall unit because the compressor is away from it. They just run a couple of wires to the mini-splits, and they're silent, and they work really, really well.
Yes, they do. And then they also talk about what you can do is you can get multi-room temperature sensors that you can hook up to your Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's good.
So then you can kind of get the average temperature of every room, and then you can kind of get what they call the Goldilocks balance of your thermostat, which is
just right.
Not too hot, not too cold. Fixing a stuck zipper, believe it or not.
It was really cold last night. I'm trying to put on a hoodie, and I couldn't get the zipper up.
Well, it's as simple as it would seem. All you need is a regular number two pencil, and you should be able to fix it.
This is brilliant right here. Just rub a graphite pencil, which will lubricate it.
Yes, that's the key, is its lubrication. And if you ever know locksmith, they use graphite powder all the time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So it is a great lubricant. And so what you kind of do is the teeth of your zipper right above where it's stuck, you kind of rub the graphite of the pencil on it so it kind of chews it up a little bit. Then you kind of give it a little bit of a wiggle and let it go down into where the zipper area is, and that should take care of it. If not, you can go to something a little bit stronger, which would be a bar soap and a Q-tip.
That's DEFCON 2.
take your Q-tip, put it into the bar soap, get a little bit of it on there, and then kind of work its way into the zipper area as well. They say you can also use, talc powder, baby powder, even wax paper if you need to.
But if the teeth are unaligned, you're on your own. I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how about that either, but at least it'll get the zipper moving. And then finally, we found out that we learned more about cheese today than probably we ever needed to in our lifetime.
I learned that I'm eating too much of it, and I'm storing it incorrectly.
Yes, 40 pounds is the average amount of cheese we eat a year.
Man, that's a lot of cheese, Chris.
And then come to find out, for all the hundreds and thousands of variations of cheese, if you boil things down, there's just 7 types of cheese.
And are 7 different type of cheese. Then they're subcategorized into all these varieties.
And then you get Gruyere that's done in Holland is different than Gruyere made in Switzerland versus
and
different
blue cheese. There's a Gorgonzola, that's blue cheese from Italy. There's blue cheese from France, Italy, and England. It's Stilton. I love them all.
Yes, and we're storing all of them incorrectly. especially, you know, I usually use, I'll get cheddar for Taco Tuesday.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, you get the block of cheese and, you know, you're able to kind of, you know, it's a lot cheaper than buying the shredded stuff.
Sure is.
But if you're storing it in the package, the plastic wrapping that you have, it came in, that's actually bad. It actually could make it mold faster, because it's not letting the proper amount of the air out, which is oxidizing and causing the mold to grow.
But you found something called cheese paper. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, cheese paper. It's a special two-ply paper used to ensure that cheese can breathe and prevent unwanted air from entering the cheese. So
they should sell that right next to the cheese aisle.
You would tend to think so. They say in a pinch, though, wax paper or parchment paper can work as well.
Oh, okay, good.
And I thought this was kind of interesting in the fact that depending on the hardness of the cheese, it needs to be stored differently. So, for instance, hard cheeses like Parmesan should be tightly wrapped in paper and then loosely wrapped in plastic.
Ah, okay.
Semi-hard to semi-soft cheeses like cheddar, Gouda, Swiss, what have you, those should be wrapped loosely in paper and then loosely in plastic wrap.
Okay.
And then soft, ripened cheeses like your Brie, your Brie cheese.
Invented a new cheese right there.
Yeah, added to that list. Just wrap it in paper. Don't put plastic around it at all.
Yeah, what I learned too is I'm storing it incorrectly. I store it in the door where the little butter keeper is.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you open it and close it, you're changing the temperature on it, and it wants to be in a cool, consistent temperature. So that's why the crisper is the best place to keep your cheese, isn't it?
Yes, and a lot of the newer refrigerators allow you to adjust the humidity if you have it on high humidity, as well as inside that cheese paper or parchment paper. It should actually last you quite a while. Not only last you a while, but actually contain the taste that you signed up for.
I wanted to call this little segment Cheeses Saves, or Saved, but we decided not to.
Yes, there you go. But there's our show for today, Wednesday, October 21st. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the Radio.com app.
Remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.